When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, we got a treat. Welcome back to another Wednesday Whiskey Review from Buffalo Happy Hour. Derek left the shot. We'll start over.
No, you're good. Keep going with it. I just wanted to zoom out so we can get the whole picture, bro. Get the whole picture, bro.
Give it to Patreon.
Well, welcome back to another Wednesday Whiskey Review from
Your boys, the Buffalo Happy Hour.
Today, we have a Distillers Edition product from Lagavulin.
It's a special treat.
Nothing is making me happier today.
Okay, so here's the thing.
You want water?
Everyone needs to tone down, okay? Everyone needs to tone down. We have...
I don't have a cap on
some
this.
Greatness here.
Figure it out.
Are you serious? What are you, a heathen?
Just don't worry.
I have my own water bottle.
Well, get it then, nerd.
With filtered water inside, of course. I'll be right back.
Obviously. So today, I don't know if any of you know this, but I am an Isla Scotch loser where I feel like I have to buy whatever Isla Scotch is in the liquor store whenever I go. I love it. My bank account does not, nor does my wife. So we're kind of keeping this between like us right here. And today we have Lagavulin. I was at the distillery, not to sound pretentious or anything, but when I was in Scotland, I was at the distillery and... Lagavulin is one of my favorite Islay scotches. There's really not many of them to like have it be your favorite, but I like it more, I think, than Laphroaig. I definitely like it more than Ardbeg because I view Lagavulin as like
I agree.
The father.
Yeah, I agree.
And Lagavulin and Ardbeg or Laphroaig and Ardbeg are kind of like duking it out to see like, I got more peat and flavor. And Ardbeg's like, I taste like tar. And it's like, all right, sweet. And then Lagavulin's like, calm down, guys.
I feel like we would rate it with... The three of those would be Lagavulin, Laphroaig, and then Ardbeg.
With a very quick note that the Karchus series of Laphroaig
is incredible.
Is amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible.
But generally speaking, I like Lagavulin better than Laphroaig.
Now.
Sorry, Flipsky.
We are so pumped to try this. Review it honestly. We have a disclaimer. It's on our website. It's in videos. It's in links and bios. It's all the things, okay? We're pumped for this.
Yep.
It's a big special treat. We're going to get excited. Just let it happen. Buckle up. Pour some if you have some. And let's dive in. Label branding.
So, well, let's tell a little bit about this product first. So, the Distillers Edition, what happens with the Distillers Edition is it's kind of like if you are a Laphroaig fan and they have their Karchus releases, it's kind of similar to that because they do yearly releases of their Distillers Edition. And this one in particular is their 2022 edition, and it is double matured in Pedro Ximenez seasoned American oak casks.
Oh.
So PX casks for you people that just see it on the shelf. So it's going to have a kind of like a red wine type flavor with a little bit more viscous, which I love in my scotch. We all know this. Just so everybody knows, really quickly, because we can go through hours on what Islay scotch is and what scotch is in general. Lagavulin is part of the Islay, or the island of Islay. It is off of the west coast of Scotland, and they're known for their peat. Lagavulin stopped peating their malt back in 1974. They outsourced it to Port Allen Malt and Company, where they do most of the peated malt throughout the entire island of Islay. Laphroaig is the only one that does, or one of the only ones that does do it still themselves, like 30% themselves. So that's kind of why also I like Laphroaig a little bit too. But Lagavulin doesn't do any of it themselves. They outsource it all to Port Ellen Malting Company. Like I said, this is Scotland, Islay, this PX seasoned American oak casks. And this comes in, I believe I paid like $115 for this. This is 100% malted barley, 43 proof, 86% or 86 proof, 43% ABV. And label branding, what you got?
Well, we gotta, okay, hold on. They gotta see that. Okay, it says Distiller Select on top.
Mm-hmm.
We'll spin it. We'll let everyone see it all. Okay.
I feel like we're exposing this bottle. Get naked, bottle. Take a close up.
There it is.
Oh. Such a gorgeous bottle. What I love about their stuff is, one, green bottles matter. Obviously, we just talked about women's suffrage last week.
Look at this, dude. Look at that.
Dude, it's stunning. But what I love about their Distiller Select specific stuff is they put the green label there instead of the weathered tan label.
We need the people to really see this. There's got to be a way. Can it focus?
Well, go to the other one then, dude. Why are you going to the camera that focuses on us? The other, what are you, new here?
No, I'm all over.
What are you doing? Why are you so close? What are you doing?
I'm showing the indents in the bottle, Derek. Indents in the bottle, the label.
No one can hear you. Dude, the microphone's over here.
Would you stop? This is great. This is great content. Great content. They got to see it.
They have to. You have to see it.
They got to see it. We got to add some photos and B-roll footage for it. We have to. It's incredible.
What we could have done is just done one of these numbers and just zoomed right in, you know, kind of like that.
Okay. Listen, it's just unbelievable. Okay. Anywho. Well, poor any Hoosiers.
So I love that they changed.
Real cork.
I love that they changed the color of the label from that tan weathered look to the green, because it just, you go looking for the traditional Lagavulin bottle, and when you see that green label, you instantly get excited. Because you know that it's a special edition.
Oh, real cork.
It's traditional Lagavulin, the green bottle, the perfect scotch bottle here. The extra touches that they put on, just like Mike was showing you with the raised Isla, the raised 1816, and kind of the engraved Lagavulin embossing atop, and the real cork. I mean, you have to go A++, check plus.
I agree. Don't be ridiculous, Derek. Initial taste.
Nose, dude.
I'm sorry, I'm thirsty.
Can you stop?
Relax. Would you have it in your collection? Okay. Nose.
I love Isla Scotch so much.
You get the initial blast of peat, but it's mellow. It's a mild, I would say mild, not mellow, mild. Just like how sometimes I like my wings if I just want to murder them, you know?
It's honestly,
you do get the wine.
I'm kind of getting like a chocolate-covered raisin.
I am not.
Really?
Yeah, really. Why did I just laugh like Tucker Carlson?
Yeah, what is
this? What was that?
You're not getting a chocolate-covered raisin?
I'm not getting a chocolate-covered raisin. I'm getting peat. I'm getting a little bit of wine. I'm getting the bot. So you have a wine barrel. You bottle it. And then you just dunk your whole face inside of that empty barrel and sniff. That's what you get. And it's glorious.
Oh, I'm getting,
and I would never change it.
I'm getting a lot of, like, dark, dark red fruit. And some, like, light milk chocolate.
How dark?
Dark red fruit, dude.
Dark.
Yeah.
Okay. Nose on this? A plus minus check. Check.
Fair.
I agree.
You're getting, so, like, all seriousness, you are getting a lot of that. You're getting a ton of sea salt, a ton of brine.
Yes.
And you're getting just a little bit of vanilla. You're not getting a lot of vanilla at all. Even though this is an American oak cask, I'm pretty sure what they do with it is they scrape it all down, reburn it from the PX cask.
Yeah.
So they like reuse the barrel.
But the sea salt and the brine make the nose mild.
Yeah.
And inviting and unbelievably welcoming. In general, it just makes you want to drink this.
And
can I drink it
for
now?
For traditional, nope. Hold on. Cherish it. For traditional Lagavulin, you get a lot of like peat moss and earth. This, you're actually kind of getting more of like a smoky barbecue.
Yes, yes. I agree.
Drink it.
Initial taste. Wow. It's the nectar of the gods.
I honestly could just drink Lagavulin all day.
Next to a fire for 24 hours on loop.
It's not even fair, like, having other products on this show. Because whenever we have this on, I'm just like, 100. It's not 100. It's
well,
not
that's,
100.
I mean, there's some Belvinis where, you know, they're also up there. Give credit where credit's due. Listen, scotch is better than bourbon. I said it.
So Side note, there's another podcast out there, another company out there called Bourbon Pursuit. Some people know them. They're a pretty big company, a little bit bigger than us.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But so they
they're like 15 times the size,
correct? But the guy Kenny, the host of it, he posted the other day of like him trying scotch or something like that, and his caption was, "I don't understand why people like scotch." Unsubscribe. No, I'm just kidding. I did it. I respect everybody's opinion, but like, I just don't understand how you
can't. It's just
can't,
so much more fun.
And yeah, it's just like, it's such a deeper level of appreciation, in my opinion, because there's so much more diversity when it comes to different scotch flavor notes and tasting notes and all that, that you just can't get with bourbon or American whiskey.
Per sip, I enter different tax brackets, okay? It's just one of those things. I just don't. It's just immediate. I mean,
this is $115.
Listen, so. You take a sip, you immediately own LL Bean everything.
Hell
it's
yeah.
Just one of those things.
You know, more of a Patagonia person.
Yeah, but Patagonia doesn't stand a flame.
Lacoste. They're kind of cheap now. Anyway, Jesus Christ, back to reality here.
He has nothing to do with this, okay? Other than he's landing on Monday.
Yeah.
Solar eclipse.
So, I'm still getting a lot of the chocolate-covered cherry, or raisin with
this
the
This is
with
so delicious.
Taste. Getting a lot of that sea salt still. More vanilla is shining through in the taste than it was in the nose.
A++ check for the initial taste.
I agree.
I'm getting the wine to mellow the entire elements out, which is super inviting, especially to a novice scotch drinker.
Islay scotch drinker, yeah.
Well, a novice scotch drinker in general.
Yeah.
Just somebody who's new. But because the territories are going to throw you off, it's going to be super intimidating. You're only going to think about peat when you're new to it, and you're only worried about that when it comes to drinking scotch. There are so many more things to think about and dive into and understand and appreciate. This initial taste is incredible. There's the wine notes, there's the fruit notes, there's the touch of peat, and then you get the smoothness. That's classic Lagavulin that you can't really beat. Yeah. Like, it is just unbelievable. It is stereotypical scotch, except smoother.
Yeah.
And it's divine.
The
ending note's not flat either.
No. So for initial taste, you're getting that smoke, but I would be very hesitant to say that this is peat forward. Like, this is definitely, this is more smoky, burnt char, and the flavor notes that you're getting on this is where you're getting some of the iodine and like the metallic and the mineralistic type kind of freshness metal type that you associate with peat, but it's not peat because
it is
peat. But this is more smoke forward than it is like earthy fungus forward.
Agreed. Agreed. And the ending note is very balanced, which I like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not viscous, it's not syrupy, but it owns your palate because it's a refined, perfect scotch. Ending note for me, A++ check.
Yeah, like, A++ check. The PX cask, so the Pedro Ximenez wine itself is, yes, it's very good. Between that and Oloroso Sherry, I think, is probably our favorite red wine finishes. But Pedro Ximenez is a very viscous and cherry syrup forward wine. Like, it's a different type of grape, and it is very, when you put a scotch in there, you generally taste a lot of the Pedro Ximenez influence into it because of how heavily syrupy and viscous the scotch is. Now, some scotch pull it off, like Lagavulin, because of the extremely prevalent peatiness and smokiness and typical Islay scotch. But if you put more of like a Speyside into there, I feel like that's when it gets a little bit too sweet. So Pedro Ximenez casks itself are very, in my opinion, other people might have a different opinion because you like sweeter things, but based off of how sweet Pedro Ximenez wine is, it pairs very well with a smoky, spicy Islay scotch than it does with a Speyside.
Right.
I love this, dude. I can drink Lagavulin all day. It makes me so happy. So, agreed. Final rating. This is going to be hard because we'll talk about it after the rating, but I don't feel like this is my favorite Lagavulin, but it's definitely up there.
Give me that countdown.
3, 2, 1, 95. 96. Yeah.
That's
a hot one, dude.
That's high.
We haven't gotten to the 90s in a while.
No, especially high 90s. That's a great job. It's like Mike actually studied for a test. I would, you know, let that touch a tism ride. I would definitely, when it comes to would you have this in your collection, without hesitation, it's a yes. It's not even a thing. Like, I would go broke trying to buy this bottle. It is definitely worth it, and I would open it on a special occasion because I would be... I just don't want to waste this. Like, because you also have no idea when it's going to be around again, and it's so delicious. It really is. This is a must-buy in my world, and I implore anybody who has it close to do that and try to find it. It is unbelievable. The thing about this is it's going to be difficult to find. It's going to be difficult to ask your local store and say, hey, can you reach out to your distributor and see if they can bring this in? Just because of tariffs, the geopolitical landscape, whatever the case may be, it's just going to be slightly more difficult. But if you can get your hands on it, by all means, do it, because it is going to just be insane.
So I ran out to get this one because this is the one that I bought from the actual distillery itself.
Yeah.
And this is a Lagavulin 14-year finished in brandy seasoned hogshead barrels.
And you've never opened that?
Never opened this. No. Look at the presentation. This isn't a review for this, but like, just look at the presentation of this. You open it up,
dude.
Oh,
yeah, it's insane.
And there's green like suede or velvet inside. It's gorgeous. But so I actually ran to go grab a different bottle and I forgot that I didn't have that anymore. Because I wanted to do a comparison, because we talk a lot about the differences between Lagavulin and Laphroaig.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw this on the shelf, $115 or whatever, and then you also had Laphroaig Karcher Sherry, and you only had $115 to spend, that is honestly where I might actually pull the trigger on Laphroaig Karcher. Because
really?
I like that one. Just a smidge more than this.
The Karcher is tricky because it's a Karcher, and I totally understand how it's a once in a year release. Yeah. Like, it's not common. I don't know. I still might go with
this.
Tough. I still might go with this because I've also never seen this.
Yeah.
I've never seen this. Where a Karcher, it's like, all right, or you might be able to find it, a Karcher, off market and through a buddy or whatever the case, and be like, hey, like I can trade you and do something like for this. I I don't know. I personally, I'd buy this.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, but I would. It's also Lagavulin, and I don't have a lot of Lagavulin in my collection currently. So, yeah, whereas I have some Karchus in my collection already, like Lagavulin I'd still want to kind of tap into and welcome into the family. So I, for me, if I only have $115, yeah, I'm buying this. This is unbelievable,
This is
Derek.
Such a good product.
So good.
I'm very, very happy that you told me that the liquor store near me had it, because yes. I wouldn't have found it if I didn't.
I went there for vermouth and a bottle of tequila, and there it is, because I was in a pinch, and then there we go.
And then he texts me and he goes, I don't know if you want to go pick it up. Probably not, but like Lagavulin's there. And I'm like, I'm literally driving that right now to grab it. So, and I did.
It's crazy.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining today's review of Lagavulin's Distillers Edition number 2022 for the year. And then this is Double Matured in Pedro Ximénez American Bourbon Casks. This is a fantastic product. If you do find this at your local liquor store, highly recommend grabbing it. Any Lagavulin that has a green label, just grab. You're not going to be disappointed with it. Unless in a couple years, because Ian, my boy Ian, the old distiller there, he's gone. So we might see some tumultuous times in Lagavulin. We might be transitioning a little Freud soon, you know?
We'll see. We'll definitely see.
Thank you all. And if you do pick this up, please remember always drink responsibly, good person. And... yeah!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.